For a lady who had spent the last 8 years trying not to be noticed, Anne Winter was in an awkward position. In approximately 1 minute, she would be forced to walk onto a makeshift stage, curtsy to at least 80 members of the creme de la creme of London society, sit at a pianoforte, and play. That she would be sharing the stage with three other young women was some consolation. The other musicians, members of the infamous Smythe Smith Quartet, all played stringed instruments and would have to face the audience. Anne, at least, could focus on the ivory keys and keep her head bowed. With any luck, the audience would be too focused on how horrific the music was to pay any attention to the dark-haired woman who had been forced to step in at the last minute to take the place of the pianist, who had, as her mother declared to anyone who would listen, taken dreadfully, nay, catastrophically, ill. Anne didn't believe for 1 minute that Lady Sarah Plainsworth was sick, but there wasn't anything she could do about it. Not if she wanted to keep her position as governess to Lady Sarah's three younger sisters. But Lady Sarah had convinced her mother, who had decided that the show must go forth. And then, after delivering a remarkably detailed 17-year history of the Smythe Smith musicale, she had declared that Anne would take her daughter's place.
"You told me once that you have played bits and pieces of Mozart's Piano Quartet No. 1,
Lady Plainsworth reminded her. Anne now regretted this deeply. It did not seem to matter that Anne had not played the piece in question in over 8 years, or that she had never played it in its entirety. Lady Plainsworth would entertain no arguments, and Anne had been hauled over to Lady Plainsworth's sister-in-law's house, where the concert was to be held, and given 8 hours to practice. It was ludicrous. The only saving grace was that the rest of the quartet was so bad that Anne's mistakes were hardly noticeable. Indeed, her only aim for the evening was that she not be noticeable, because she really didn't want it to be noticed, for any number of reasons.
"It's almost time,"
Daisy Smythe Smith whispered excitedly. Anne gave her a little smile. Daisy did not seem to realize that she made terrible music.
"Joy is mine,"
came the flat, miserable voice of Daisy's sister, Iris, who did realize.
"Come now,"
said Lady Honoria Smythe-Smith, their cousin.
"This shall be wonderful. We're a family." "Well, not her,"
Daisy pointed out, jolting her head toward Anne.
"She is tonight,"
Honoria declared.
"And again, thank you, Miss Winter. You have truly saved the day."
Anne murmured a few nonsensical words, since she couldn't quite bring herself to say that it was no trouble at all, or that it was her pleasure. She rather liked Lady Honoria. Unlike Daisy, she did realize how dreadful they were. But unlike Iris, she still wished to perform. It was all about family, Honoria insisted. Family and tradition. 17 sets of Smythe Smith cousins had gone before them, and if Honoria had her way, 17 more would follow. It didn't matter what the music sounded like.
"Oh, it matters,"
Iris muttered. Honoria jabbed her cousin lightly with her violin bow.
"Family and tradition,"
she reminded her.
"That is what matters."
Family and tradition. Anne wouldn't have minded some of those. Although, really, it hadn't gone so well for her the first time around.
"Can you see anything?"
Daisy asked. She was hopping from foot to foot like a frenetic magpie, and Anne had already backed up twice just to preserve her toes. Honoria, who was closer to the spot from which they would make their entrance, nodded.
"There are a few empty seats, but not many."
Iris groaned.
"Is it like this every year?"
Anne could not quite refrain from asking.
"Like what?"
Honoria replied.
There
were some things one simply did not say to the nieces of one's employer. One did not, for example, make any sort of explicit comment about the lack of another young lady's musical skills, or wonder aloud if the concerts were always this dreadful, or if this year was particularly bad. And one definitely did not ask.